tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and the scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them he addressed this parable. "What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when does find it, he sets it on his shoulders, and with great joy, and upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me because I have found the coin I lost.' In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Good evening. Peace be with you. Thank you. The answer to Jesus' question: no reasonable man, no reasonable woman. Jesus asked, what man would leave 99 sheep and look for one lost one, and then upon finding him, rejoice and tell his friends, "Let's celebrate"? No reasonable man. Jesus asked, what woman would, having 10 coins, losing one, would search the whole house with a lamp, spending probably more on the oil than the coin's worth, and then rejoice? No reasonable woman. But when Jesus speaks, he reminds us that he is not reasonable. See, because reasonable means that we are capable or desiring to compromise, to count our losses, to take what we have and run with it. But Jesus does not compromise. And he also sees things quite differently than reason would show. What does it look like to Jesus for one sheep to be missing? What does it look like to Jesus that one coin is missing? And to search diligently to find it. It looks just like a jigsaw puzzle that's missing one piece. That's what it looks like to Jesus. Did you ever look at a jigsaw puzzle complete? 1,000 pieces, one piece missing. Where does your eyes go? It doesn't even see what the picture is. It goes right to the spot that is empty. That was the vision that my grandfather had when we would build jigsaw puzzles. We had this routine at his house, and we'd get to visit there every Sunday, was that when you built the jigsaw puzzle, it stayed whole until the next puzzle was complete before you would take it down and put it away. But for my grandfather, if there was one piece missing, his eye would be drawn to the hole in the puzzle. Appreciating all the other pieces that have come together, yes. But in his eye, those were already tended to. There was a hole. And like the woman in the gospel, we would search the floor. We would search all over for that piece. And really, literally, if we found it, I'm not so sure my grandfather, who was very German, would rejoice out loud, but we certainly did, because it seemed to be quite a waste of time. And he would place it in the puzzle, and it would be complete. But if, after searching for some time, trying to convince our grandfather that it either went down into the vent and is gone in the fiery furnace, or that perhaps maybe the piece was never there, He would allow us no longer to look. But he would go down into his workshop after tracing the missing piece, and on his bandsaw cut out of thin wood a piece that would fit. He would color it the best that he could. He would recreate the piece and put it in a puzzle so that your eye did not draw to the whole, but to the whole. This is the message of the gospel today, that Jesus sees us as his own body. And when it's lacking in any way at all, when one for which he had created in his image and likeness is not with the whole, that's all he sees. That's all he cares about. That's what he searches until it's found. And guess what? If he cannot find it, he recreates it. That's what we're all about. That we are so important that if one of us is missing because of sin, if one of us is missing because of lack of faith, if one of us is missing because we're in despair and lack of hope, that's all he sees. For the rest are still tied together, interlocked, intertwined. And he goes out, and if he can't find us, or we hide so well from him, he's willing to recreate us so that we come to understand the full purpose of why he created us in the first place. I always like to think of the story of creation, that God created us in his image and likeness, and here's what it looks like for us. Paul describes it as the body of Christ, but I like to see it as the puzzle for which we are. Imagine if God created each and every one of us, which he has, in his own image and likeness, separate and distinct from every other single person. Not only does that make us unique, not only does it make us only fill the hole for which makes us whole, but we have two responsibilities. First, our responsibility is then to allow everyone to know whom we are as we are created as image likeness. Because you, and me cannot be seen the face of God without us. The second responsibility we have is then to search for that image in each and every other person. Because it is only in each and every person that we can have the whole picture of who God is. But the first part has to be done before the second can be accomplished. We have to be a true image. We have to represent the piece that belongs in the whole. And if we do no longer look like what he created, then we must allow him to recreate us so that the picture is complete. Because he is not capable of ignoring any of us, the image for which he is created. He is incapable to ignore any soul that may be lost to be the whole, the body of Christ. So what should be our mission this week as we listen to the gospel? I think we should build many more jigsaw puzzles as families. Yeah, I love doing that. We do it every time we go on vacation. Because what you learn is how to work together to make something whole. But we should work harder and see us as a jigsaw puzzle. How important it is for us to intertwine our relationships as an image of Christ, holding on dearly until all the pieces are put in place. The second part of the mission then is to make sure that your image of Christ is clearly and distinctly radiant. Because no one else is ever going to see God the way he shines through your life. And that is why we have the sacrament of reconciliation. That is why we pause this coming Tuesday to have a penance service. To remind ourselves that it's not so much about what we're willing to live with,
in sin, but it's taking our ordinary lives and making them extraordinary as they were created. The sacrament itself allows us to hear the shepherd's voice call as we realize we are lost. Whether it's venial sin, whether it's serious sin, it's sin nevertheless. Allow yourself to experience through the grace of the sacrament and the ministry of the priest that recreation so that you fit and make us whole. And I promise I will do the same.
When all the grandkids would be searching on the floor for a piece of puzzle, my grandmother used to get so angry, and she'd say to my grandfather, she'd say, Andrew, you're not a reasonable man. And I learned to realize, no, he wasn't. He was German. And when my grandfather passed away, I wanted his rosary, so I took his rosary, and I figured I should leave something. And I remember the last puzzle that we built, I went in and just left a piece of puzzle in his casket, just as a reminder that it's so important, each and every piece, not only to Christ, but I think to each other. And I think that's when we take the sacrament of reconciliation seriously. You know, we may not think it's no big deal for us. You know, we're good with our sins. But others aren't, right? You know, we need to see a clearer image.